Travis.
Hi, Carlos. It's Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Good. I just got your email.
Yeah. So basically, in 2010, I mean, it's going to sound like a wacky story, but in 2010, I was going through litigation through a guy that ripped me off in North Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot of shady stuff, and it come backfired on me. And then I had a meeting with the Board of Equalization saying, you know, this, regardless, you're the owner, meaning not Jennifer, me, Carlos Vega, I'm the owner. I'm responsible for my company, and therefore, you know, I have to basically pay this astronomical amount of money. And I said, you know, it's not my fault. Here's the proof. Here's the records. It's going through court and everything. And he goes, regardless, no matter what the outcome is, unless that guy gets prosecuted for committing a crime, there's nothing we can do. All right. So the guy who was helping us through it from the Board of Equalization was involved in a motorcycle accident and killed him. So it laid dormant for like 4 years, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden this guy comes up and he's like, it's kind of resurrected and needs to be addressed. And I said, we thought it was done. He goes, no, the guy that was handling your case died. And we're like, what? He's a young kid. He goes, he was involved in a motorcycle accident and died. Okay, so what? What's going to happen? Well, what should happen, I can't tell you what to do, but if this company no longer existed, then there's nothing I can do. And my CPA read between the lines, and basically what he was saying was, shut it down. And we're like, we already shut it down. He goes, and there's nothing to be said. And they just said, let it go. But, you know, we dissolved the company in 2010.
Okay, because of that. And did you say it was a lawsuit?
No, it was just, what happened was, this guy in North Carolina, he basically stole a bunch of inventory, and then he was selling stuff and not collecting taxes for it here in California. But he was from North Carolina.
Okay.
But he was doing it in our name.
He was doing it in your name? An employee?
Yes. Well, he wasn't an employee. He was a figurehead in our, like a spokesperson, if you will, for us. But he was off. Wasn't paid like a W-2. He was more like a 1099.
Okay.
And he ran our operation in the East Coast. He had the keys to our warehouse. He was on the checking account in North Carolina, but not in California. So we took it to court, and the district attorney's office arrested him and told us that the only way they could prosecute him is if we took him to court and won the case.
Okay.
So we spent like $500,000 going through a civil case with this guy.
Uh-huh.
And they awarded us $17,000.
Okay.
And he took $1.3 million. We have a forensic auditor that shows it.
Oh my God.
He goes, yeah, but there's no contract here that says that he wasn't allowed to take whatever he wanted to. You allowed him to take stuff, and that leaves the door open.
What?
So the only thing we can hold him liable. Yeah, you can look it up. The case is online. I can forward you that you could see it. It's all wacky. But the only way we can make this go away was, he told us, dissolve the company. So we dissolved it in 2010. Jennifer has nothing to do with that, by the way. It was me and TI Sports.
Okay.
Okay? So I don't know why Jennifer's name popped up on that.
Okay. And she wasn't affiliated with it. And it's
no,
a different, it's also a different tax ID number, correct?
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand what this has to do with it. That's why I was kind of, this is totally, and again, I know it sounds wacky, but, you know, the reason why it's been dormant for so long is because when the officer died, there was nobody to do it. And then the guy told us, he told you what you had to do. I said, we did. We dissolved it in 2010. And he goes, nobody notified our office. Now that you have, we're done. They just let it go. They filed a tax lien, obviously, against the company, but the company had already been dissolved in 2010.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will explain that. Makes sense.
What about the Wake County one? I don't even know why Wake County would file. We're not in Wake County. We're in California.
I have no idea.
Is her name pop up on it? Because I don't know where to look for that one.
Okay. So, all right. Well, let's pick. Can we pick back up with this on Monday?
Sure.
Okay. Let me get this cleared. It looks like we might have some. We might have some other options for you, but I need to get all that information together, and I'll give you a call on Monday.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.